If you're ready to live your life with passion, bliss, euphoria, and a freedom you never knew was possible, then this show is for you. Join celebrity host Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in reaching it all, as she shares her knowledge for unlimited finances, wealth, love, joy, and unbridled living. This is Passionate Living. And now, Dame Nicole Brandon.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon. Welcome to Passionate Living. It is such a joy to be here tonight. I have such a special, such an extraordinary guest for you. Today, we're talking to one of my friends and certainly one of my heroes, one of my mentors. We are speaking with Libby Shealy, and Libby is an artist extraordinaire. And when I was thinking about this show and how do we lead and live a passionate life, how do we take the gifts and the talents and the thoughts and the feelings and the visions that we have inside ourselves and project them to the outside world, share them with the outside world, bridge them to the outside world? And I was thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if Libby could come on and talk to us about art and that expression of oneself, to be able to see beauty, to see color, to see light, to see the world through a different perspective and a different eye. And so I'm thrilled that she is on today's show. Libby, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful having you here. You know, you've been my friend for a very long time, and I knew you as my friend, as this loving, wonderful, supportive, caring, fun, adventurous, just luscious, wise, sharing, caring person. And then one day you shared with me this entirely different world. And I remember the first time that I ever had the opportunity to see some of your paintings and some of your work. It was like there was a pause button on my heart and emotions ran through me that I didn't even know existed. It was so much. Everything came through me at the time I was looking at your work, and you're beyond gifted and talented. And I'm so thrilled that you're here to share what that's like to have this whole world inside yourself and then to be able to project it and put it out there for the world to see.
Thank you so much for those very, very sweet words. One of the things that I always believed was that there was a lot of art in me that needed to come out. When I was a very, very little girl, about the age of 10, I had this dream, and it was almost like my future self was coming to me and telling me that it's okay. This is what you'll be doing your whole life. And when you are old, you will do a painting that will make a person cry. And I thought that was the strangest dream, but I remembered it, and I kept thinking, okay, I'm going to get married and have children. I'm going to be very busy. But in the back of my mind, I always had this memory of this dream that when I am old, I will do a painting that will make a person cry. And years went by, and I decided I had to start jumping into the art world. And I started painting, and I took some classes, and I took this class in doing portraits. And one day, it was my very first portrait, one day I was finishing it up, and I was making the eyes look real. And all of a sudden, the painting looked back at me. The person, Amy, in the painting was real, and I burst into tears. And I realized that I was the person that was going to cry when I was older. So every painting I do now, I wait for that emotional response. And if I don't have it, I keep working on the painting. And people say that when they look at my paintings, that they can feel that. They can feel that emotional response. They can feel the depth.
Honestly, Libby, I had emotions that I've never felt before. It was happiness, glee, joy, sadness, passion. It was like waves of undulation of emotions were sweeping through me when I was looking at your work, and I almost couldn't stop. I was almost embarrassed because you like want to dive into it in a way, and the more and the more. Just incredible. That is so sweet. And so then how did you decide to start with portraits?
I am fascinated with the human face. We are all similar, but so different. The nuances, the facial expressions. And I also knew it was going to be one of the hardest things to do. Portrait painting can go so bad, so fast. And it was a big challenge for me. And what I've been doing is I've been training to be an artist, like an athlete, would be to compete. I go to weekly drawing sessions where we have a live nude model. We hire people to sit for us. We can paint the portraits. And I just keep doing this over and over and over again so that my eye-hand coordination is at the top of its game, so that when I want to do a beautiful commission, I'm ready for it. It can come through me. The vessel has been strengthened and nurtured, and it comes through.
That's amazing. Well, your work is so incredible. And I seem to remember you sharing at one point, hey, weren't you doing murals for a while? Like these big...
Yeah. Huge murals. I was drinking wine in a friend's kitchen one day, and I said, your murals are so beautiful. Who did these for you? And he gave me the name of the artist. I called the artist up, and she asked me for my portfolio. And at that time, I had no experience. I had been doing artistic things my whole life, but I'd never done a mural in my life. And she hired me just because I was so enthusiastic. And she said, you look like you're ready to paint. So she taught me everything she knew. And for about 10 years, I painted on people's walls. And it was so interesting to go into a person's home and try to figure out how to take their dreams and put it into something that you could see. And sometimes people didn't have words for what they wanted. But I would look around their environment and I would take ideas from what I was already seeing. At one client's home, they wanted me to paint their master bedroom. I picked up a seashell that was on the coffee table and I said, tell me about this. Oh, we love the ocean. We love the seashell. We love the soft colors. We love the texture. I said, I think we have your paint right here. How would you like your room to look like a seashell? So it's always fun to find that spark of creativity.
Wow. When you do a mural, do you see what it's going to look like when it's complete? Like, can you see the big picture?
Yes, I've always been able to see the big picture. I really have. How do I put this? Here's a strange thing. When I go to an art store, and I'm going through the blank white canvases, I will pick up 10 canvases. They're the exact same size. Everything is the same. But there's one out of that 10 where I will see the finished painting on that canvas. There's an energy to it. So when I come into a space and I see this wall, it starts to come through. I don't know how to explain it. It's a vision. It's already there. Everything is already there, and it's just a matter of working backwards from the completed project.
That's just incredible. And I know we're going to be jumping to the break in just a minute. And when we come back, you know, I love to talk to you about art therapy.
Because absolutely.
I know that even I had the opportunity to work with a pediatric pain program, and they used art therapy for kids, and I know that they used it for people that are battered or injured, or for cancer victims, or for people, you know, who have been through traumas and, you know, world political events, and that art has this bridge of expression of emotion or feeling. And not only is it a bridge, but there's a healing aspect to art. And so when we come back, I would love to dive into that. And I love the fact that the first person that cried was you, because I thought you were going to see me, because I had that reaction the first time I saw your face. I was like, And there's always a joy. And I could see them over and over and over and over and over again. But I love the fact that as the eyes look back at you, that you had this incredible reaction.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Premonition. So more when we return here with Libby Shealy on Passionate Living. And as we're on the break, if you can think about what you've envisioned to be able to create, or a dream that you had when you were a small child that came to fruition in life. I love the fact, Libby, that you were a little girl and that you were told that you would create a painting that would make somebody cry. And know that you touch so many emotions, and art itself touches so many emotions. And that, to me, is the greatest joy there is. I love that the world is art. And I would also love, when we come back to break, to talk a little bit about the palette of color. Because I remember on the TV show, you really brought some points that I've never been aware of color and shading and energy and light. And so more when we return with Libby Shealy on Passionate Living on our new home on Times Radio. This is so wonderful. Art. Have you ever done something that has touched someone so deeply that in a moment you brought them to tears of happiness?
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Why, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with my very favorite artist, Libby Shealy, talking about art and how it touches you in a way that you can't even imagine, that all these emotions and the reality when dreams come true. And it's just, it's such a blessing having you here. It really is.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Of course. So right before the break, I was asking you about artist therapy, because I know in today's world, instead of medicine, that there's so many people and areas and arenas all over the world, from medical to business to abuse, that people are trying not to do drugs and to do alternative health and healing. And one of the top forms of therapy in today's society is art.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Art is a way to connect with the flow. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it God. You can call it energy. You can call it that spark. But there is this other than conscious place that you go to when you start creating. You can find your way there through dance, through music, and especially through art. There's something about holding a pencil or a paintbrush and having that kinesthetic response, that kinesthetic connection to your soul. There is a huge movement to bring art into places where there are many, many troubles, and people can instantly communicate what's going on deep inside of them. And it's a really beautiful thing to see that happen.
You know, you see little kids all the time when we give them coloring books and crayons, and they automatically start to draw, or they start to color, or they start to create pictures. And then at some point, that's stopped. We don't give them the crayons and the paper and the more. And why do you think that there is that disconnect when, and that we stop?
That is a very, very good question. I'd like to think that the people who are absolutely destined to be artists and so passionate about it, they never stop. They never stop. And I think maybe sports and things like that start to get so much attention in their lives, and it competes with it. But there's something about being able to stay connected to it. I think maybe there's something else that's going on. When I draw a stick figure as a three-year-old, or let's say I'm drawing a stick figure as an eight-year-old, I don't care. I think it's fun. It's fine. But somebody else might look at their stick figure and say, oh, it's not perfect. It's not beautiful. It doesn't look like the Mona Lisa. And they get too hard on themselves. So an artist is a person who says, it's evolving. I love the process. I know it will get better. So when we can bring art into a person's world where they've had trauma or some kind of terrible thing happen, it reconnects them with that childlike innocence, and they're able to, they find peace. They find joy again. Mm-hmm. They can communicate again.
That's such a great answer, Libby. It really is. And I mean, I'm always amazed too in children's books that it's the art that teaches, not the words.
Yeah. And often in children's books, you'll have an author writing the words and an artist doing the pictures. You won't have one person doing both. It's very important for those two people to work very, very closely together. And when children are very, very little, they respond to the pictures so much. It's so important. And the words, they become important later.
Were you drawn to art as a child? I mean, I know that you started drawing and painting, but as naturally, were you drawn to pictures and to things?
It really was. I was one of those children who would sit for an hour and a half and watch the sky go from bright blue to deep indigo at sunset, just to see the color change. It was fascinating to me how when the sun would set, you get these beautiful colors. And I wanted to figure out everything about that. And I started to realize I was different than other people at some point also, because everything I touched, I had to make it into a beautiful piece of artwork. Sand castles at the beach instead of going out and surfing. If I was cutting up fruits and vegetables, I'd make them into animals, like swans. Or if I leave a tip at a restaurant, I would fold the dollar bill into a bow tie or a butterfly or something like that. Or if I was out in the mountains, I'd try to balance rocks and make sculptures. So there is this great need within me to to move through my environment and alter it, leave my mark, rearrange things in a beautiful pattern. Absolutely. It's been with me my whole life. And I've also not been perfect at art my whole life. There have been stages where my work is laughable. And I was okay with that because I knew that it was just something that I was moving through. And I think that if creative people can give themselves permission to go through those uncomfortable stages, on the other side is such happiness and joy.
That's such great advice. It really is. And then do you ever have, you know, as a writer, we hear about writer's block. Is there artist block?
There is. There is. When an artist is confronted with a pure white canvas, sometimes it can be overwhelming, like the white, pure printed, or the piece of paper in front of you. One of the things I do is I very quickly move through the white canvas by just covering the whole thing with a color. Doesn't matter what color it is. Just get that done. Get it over with. And again, if I already know what it's going to look like at the very end, it seems like that's a little bit quicker to do that creative process. There's also something else I do. There's something called Zentangles, and they've been around for about 10 years. They're little pieces of 3.5 by 3.5 paper, and you do beautiful designs on them. And they call it yoga for the brain. And it was a man who was a meditator and a woman who was an artist that created these. And I will often do Zentangles before I begin the creative process for the day, if I'm painting or drawing. And it centers me. It relaxes me. It helps me instantly connect with that beautiful flow.
Mm-hmm. That's such great advice for people that are listening. And I would imagine it's daunting, but I love the fact that you were sharing that from one white canvas to another, that you actually can feel the energy of which canvas is going to be the one to actually help you create this masterpiece. Mm-hmm. That's a gift.
It's already there. It's already happened. Yeah, I feel a little bit embarrassed when I'm at the art store because I look through so many till I find the one. Yeah.
That's it.
There are all sorts of things that you can do to get ready to paint and avoid the art, the writer's block or the creative block. There's also a lovely book that I went through as a journal, and it was Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. And there again, she talks about just quickly moving through to write 3 pages of anything. And just doing that gets you going. By putting any color on that blank canvas, it gets me going. So you could do that with writing too. You could throw out 1,000 words and then rework them as a writer.
I love your advice. And I know we're jumping to a break in just a minute. When we come back, I'd love to talk, you know, you were talking about sitting down and looking at the sky and spending all of that time just watching the sky change from one color to the next or one hue to the next, or how drawn you were to that process of being able to watch that shift and change. And as you're talking about, take that blank canvas and just put any color on there, you know, start with the color and from there, all of a sudden create. And we come back. I love to talk about color because I remember when you were on a television show, Unlimited Life, you were even talking about makeup, that the makeup that we buy is not necessarily the color that is the proper color for our face. Mm-hmm. Or when you're looking at your room, like you were saying, that you can see that seashell and pick up that seashell and say, okay, this room is going to be a seashell. And obviously that is that color has an energy to it. It has a feeling to it. It has a pacificity in a way, and a very sweet energy in a seashell. And that color, and I think when I look at your paintings and I look at your artwork, you have such a tremendous skill and sense of color. And so I would love to sort of chat a little bit more about color for all those budding artists out there, and for all those in their own home that are looking to match their colors or their bedspread to their walls, or even makeup or colors that we wear in our daily lives. The fact that you were able to look at the sky and be mesmerized by watching a color and then waiting for a color. I love that both of those things came together. And so I would love to be able to jump in some more with...
I have a great story to share. Can't wait.
Perfect. I can't wait to hear it. Some more with Libby Shealy on art and the passion of really being able to take those dreams and visions and to put them on paper, to put them on canvas, put them out there for the world and for yourself to be able to reflect back and look back and to see all of this that's inside of you. And as we go on break, what have you taken the time to sit and watch and change and evolve that's created beauty and light and glory and magic and wonder and artistic beauty?
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with artist extraordinaire Libby Shealy. And right before the break, we were talking about the gift and the magic of color.
Absolutely. People respond to color right from birth. We're sensitive to light and color. We have preferences for color. We understand the energy of color. Little children will say, I have to wear pink or I have to wear green. They don't know why, but have this knowing that this is the color that's great for them. And there are many reasons about why this is true. We've done many, many studies with art and with color, and the rainbow and, how do I explain this? What I want to explain is how there's a vibration to color. So if you're looking at a rainbow or if you're listening to music, there will be vibrations in both of those. In fact, the rainbow matches up with the piano keys on a piano. And we are light. We are vibration. So all color moves through us and around us all the time. We're saturated in color all the time. And one of the stories I want to tell is when I was in college, I decided to take a class in color, and I wanted to understand it more. Up until that time, almost everything that I had done was in black and white. I loved design, I loved drawing, I loved architectural renderings and things like that. But color confused me, and I just didn't know where to even start with it. And in this example, we were supposed to find our own personal after images. We're in a little tiny room that was pure white, and there was a single light bulb, and we had 22 colors on little cards in front of us. We held up one, and we stared at it for 3 minutes. And then we pulled the color away, and hovering there in that white room was our own personal after image. And then we would take a large book of colors and try to match up what we were seeing. And what we found is 20 people in this class all had slightly different after images. And an after image is the opposite color. So if you hold up a red card for 3 minutes and pull it away, you'll see green hovering there like a ghost. And if you hold it black, you'll see white. Purple, you'll see yellow. Orange, you'll see blue. And I walked out of that experience drunk on color. For the next month, I walked around inebriated. I would wander outside and I would look at the colors in nature. And I was so intoxicated with it, and from that moment on, the world of color opened as if my eyes had been closed my whole life and suddenly they were open.
Mm. Do you see colors that you never knew existed before? Like, can you look at something and say, oh, I never even knew that was that hue?
I have done that a few times. When I travel the world, I will see different light, and there will be different colors. You expect one color, and there's another color. And I try to memorize it and then bring it home and work with it. It's always fascinating to go underwater and see different colors. Go on a night walk and see what colors you can still see. And for me, I see color now in such a way that I'm also seeing the shadow color. Every shadow is a different color. So if you have green grass, the shadow is going to be one color. If you have a shadow on a tree, it's a different color. Time of day, it will be different. So there are all these temperatures of color that I'm very sensitive to.
That's beautiful. When you're painting and you want to create an emotion, sadness, sorrow, fear, grief, do you go with the face to create the emotion, or do you use a color to create the emotion?
I believe the color is the way to communicate the emotion. Going from warm to cool, how you do that communicates a lot. Also, how the eyes are painted, or if I'm painting a still life with a bowl of fruit, there are ways to make different colors interact with each other and vibrate together that creates an emotional response also. The Impressionists were really sensitive to this, and they would put two colors side by side, very, very tiny amounts of the color. And when you stand back and look at them, it just vibrates. And it brings an emotional response as a viewer. And these works of art are just beloved and treasured for the emotional response that people get when they look at them.
This is just such an interesting subject for me. And I remember when you were on the Unlimited Life television show, you were talking about makeup. And that people buy makeup, but they actually are buying it incorrectly because...
Yes. What often will happen is people will want to try a lipstick. And they will put it on the back of their hand and or on the inside of their arm. And that will never give you the true color of how it will look on your body. If you put your lipstick sample on your fingertip, where all of the capillaries are very, very close to the surface, just like in your lip and in your cheek, you will get the true color of how it will look on your lip.
I love that advice.
Yes. Also, what I'd like to invite you and everyone else to do, when you're brushing your teeth tonight, look in the mirror at the color of your lips, and then take your lower lip and just pull it down just a little bit and look at the color on the inside of your inner lip. It will be either a bluish pink or it will be a peachy pink. And that color, if you have it in your environment, say if you have it in a bedspread or curtains, or if you decorate with that color is said to be the color of unconditional love. It is your personal pink. It can be even a deep red because everybody's skin is different. It's the way that the light is coming through the skin that changes the color. So it's really fun, and that's a great color for lipstick also, and scarves. If you're a speaker, and if you have that color somewhere on your body, people will say, I don't know why, I just feel so unconditional loving towards you.
Really? Oh, Libby, I'm going to go do that tonight.
Absolutely.
What a great exercise. And how do people find you to commission you and to work with you?
Well, right now I am working on a beautiful website. I have just begun I don't have my art gallery up yet. I guess the best way is my email. I don't know if you want to give that one.
Sure.
That would be the best way.
Okay. All right. Well, people... Do you want to give it out, or people are welcome to contact me, and I'm happy to connect you as well.
Yeah, why don't we do it that way?
Absolutely.
And I'll get that information to you.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Because I know that your work is just so incredible. It's so
thank you.
Breathtaking. And anybody that would have an opportunity to have you work on their paintings and on their home and on their sharing their lives or to buy any of your work, it's just absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. And I know we're jumping to a break in just a minute, but one of my favorite questions to ask the guests on this show is, this is passionate living. And so what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
It is like, it's like waking up completely well-rested. That's how I live my life. It's this feeling of exhilaration and anticipation and enthusiasm, ready to go, meeting the challenges of the day, moving through life in a magical way. I'm so grateful that I have had the opportunity to express myself passionately. It just makes it magical. It's
wonderful. That's a perfect answer. Absolutely perfect
And I believe that everybody can find that for themselves. There are so many ways to find your passions. And one of the biggest ways to find your passion is to be completely gentle and forgiving with yourself as you're exploring things that you love, to give yourself time to get better at it, and loving all the mistakes too as you move through to the beauty and joy on the other side.
Wow. Libby, I can't imagine a better intro to the break. Thank you. That was perfect.
You're
so
welcome.
More from Libby Shealy when we return here on Passionate Living on our new home on Times. And as we jump to a break here, if you can be thinking that the colors of your life, what colors are you drawn to? I love, Libby says, look inside your lip, that is the color, your color of love. What is your color of love, and can people feel it? And how do you connect to them in the world? More with Libby Shealy when we return to your compassion.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Brandon, and we are back with Libby Shealy talking about the incredible world of art. And it's, I just love having you here, Libby. I really do. And thank you so much. That was one of the best descriptions of passion I've ever heard, ever, 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 ever. And some of the greatest advice. So thank you for that. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, you've traveled, you've been everywhere, Italy and Burning Man recently, and, you know, classes and worlds. And so what is it like for you when you're in another country like Italy, or when you go to an event, and how do you see the art from an artist's eye?
When you ask me that question, my whole body got goosebumps. Just remembering all of that. Excuse me. One of the things that will happen is people will go see a work of art, and they will try to see 5 hours worth of a museum. They'll dash through the Louvre for the whole day, going from picture to picture to picture to sculpture to sculpture. And the way I go through, I will find something that moves me, and I will sit in front of it. Again, I could sit for half an hour. Sometimes the guards in museums get a little nervous because I am looking at something for so long. There's something about being really present with it and immersing myself in it and trying to imagine how it was created and looking at it from every possible angle that brings it to life for me, and it makes it a part of me. It almost becomes a part of me on a cellular level. So I would encourage everybody to take time when they're looking at something beautiful. If you're looking at a sunset, take time to really just sit there and look at it. Put your phone, your camera down, and just look at it. I try to see some kind of exhibit or work of art every week in my hometown when I travel. And so I can see the same painting 10 times, and I'll see something new every time also. So those are some of the ways that I do it.
And how important is it for artists, do you think, to travel or get different perspectives? Because I remember when you went to Italy, it was like life-changing for you or something, or evolving. So is leaving your conscious realm of art, I mean, how did that shift for you?
Well, if you look at the word perspective, how would you define perspective? Broken down, it means two views coming together to create a single image. So our two eyes have an image, and in our brain, it comes to a single point, and we see a single image. Yet our eyes are seeing a slightly different image. So if I go to Italy, I get a new perspective. I get a new way of looking at the world. I immerse myself in the culture and the food and the dance and the theater in a new city, and it helps me understand how the artists of that area created what they created.
No, I mean, that's brilliant. That's absolutely perfect, because I know in sharing with you and listening to you that every time you travel, the way that you share anything that you have witnessed, anything that you have viewed, is just like you're painting rainbows in the sky.
It does feel like it enriches you. You can look at the world from a traveler's point of view
you can do that in just your backyard. You don't have to go to the other side of the world to expand your vision. Mm. It is more a matter of seeing your world with new eyes. I invite people to do even silly things. Get on the floor under your dining room table and look up at your table. You always look down on it. And it will give you an entire new idea of how it's made and the beauty of it. There's a beauty to all sides of creation. And if you look at the world just through a camera, I invite you to put it down and look at the world with your eyes and sit patiently and look at it, breathe into it, and just take it in.
That's fantastic. Wow.
And it's okay to take pictures too, because yes. They definitely still take pictures. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And I know that we just have a couple minutes as we're wrapping up the show, and you had started the show. You were talking about when you were little, how you knew you were going to be a wife and a mom, and you still had this vision of that you would create a painting that would make somebody cry. And so is there advice for people that say, I'm too busy to paint? I have a full-time job, I have a family, but inside there's something that tells them that they have this gift and this talent.
Well, recently I was painting for a friend in Mexico. I was painting murals. And there was a man who was a part of the construction crew. And he came to me and he said, I used to paint, but I can't paint now. And he even brought his paintings and showed them to me, and they were really amazing. But I understand that in his circumstances, at this time in his life, he doesn't have the time or the money to follow his passions. So I decided to give him a small watercolor set, and I said, do something every day, even if it's just a small thing. It keeps you active. It would be like jogging for an athlete. You know, you have to keep your artistic muscles strong. So even if it's just tracing the shape of a tree with your hand in the air, even if it's just looking at a vegetable like an apple, cutting it open and looking at the beauty of how the seeds are arranged. Keep your artistic eye fresh by looking at the world in a different way and doing just a little bit every day until the time is right for you. And when the time is right, everything will fall into place, because the most important thing about creativity is the connection between what you see and your heart. And that you can do every single day.
Libby, I can't imagine a better way to wrap up the show. I'm like melting now. I'm just floating.
I am so grateful.
I just feel like I was just touched with a magic wand. I'm like,
Well, I hope you have a magically colorful day.
Oh, thank you. And it's such a joy having you with me and having you with us on this show. And I just am so grateful for your skill and for your talent and the beauty and the grace and the way that you share it with the world. And truly, I mean, when I created this show, it was my deepest desire to bring to this audience and around the world the top experts in the world that had the keys and the secrets and the doorways and the pathways and the bridges to really lead and live that unlimited and that unbridled and that passionate life and life of their dreams. And you are just right. I mean, you were right at the top. For me, you are the epitome of artistic grandeur. You really are. And you have touched me so deeply with your work. And even in times when I'm in my silence and I want to connect to the all that is. I think about your paintings and I think about your pictures, and just your images are able to take me there. So your being here with us today is just such an incredible gift. So
thank you.
Thank you. And we look forward to having you on again. And just going to remember all of your advice here, which is just glorious. And I'm going to go pull my lip down and find out what my color of love is. The color of love. So thank you for being with us today. And for all of you out there, Libby Shealy, truly a great, incredible, just exquisite, exceptional artist whose work is beyond words. As I was sharing, emotions just poured from me when I saw her work. Happiness, joy, bliss, euphoria, all of these emotions from like past lives and histories, everything I could ever think and feel, I have felt in looking at her work. And how generous for her to take her time and be with us today. And so for Libby Shealy and for myself, we are wishing you an unbridled life, an unlimited life, a life of happiness, of joy, and all of your dreams coming true. And may you lead and live a passionate, passionate life. And we look forward to seeing you Thursday night at 6 p.m. on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio, and next Monday here on Passionate Living. Take time every day to see beauty, to look at something from a different perspective, find the color of your love, and share your dreams with the world. Reflect back your talent and live the life. Okay.